What oil price headlines are not telling you? Bianca Boats, director at Citadel Global. The impact of the war cannot be measured based on headlines alone. While the news may focus on the oil price and currency moves, there is a far more silent effect that is worth discussing, one that will have a far longer impact than the shorter-term pain of higher oil prices. Glass. A glass furnace cannot be switched off between shifts. It runs continuously at around 1,500 degrees Celsius, and natural gas accounts for roughly 74% of energy input across European glass manufacturing. O-I Glass, the world's leading glass manufacturer, with 68 plants across 19 countries, has watched its share price fall by about a third since February. The company walked into the United States, U.S., Iran war already carrying a $150 million step-up in European energy costs from expiring long-term gas hedges, meaning it had a sudden increase in operational expenses. While glass rarely features in energy market commentary, this example makes the point that narrow coverage on the oil price ignores the fact that energy prices underpin every input cost, and the impact of these costs is carried through industries and supply chains that most people would never connect to the conflict in the Persian Gulf. Fertilizer. Fertilizer is a more direct and more urgent victim to the conflict. Natural gas is the primary feedstock for ammonia, the base compound for most nitrogen fertilizers, and roughly 30% of the world's fertilizer shipments transit the Strait of Hormuz. Constrained supply and elevated gas prices feed into crop nutrient costs, and those costs take time to clear. The reason being that planting decisions made under limiting high input cost conditions determine food supply months later. The International Energy Agency, IEA, has flagged that the conflict will keep global natural gas supply tight for at least 2 years, making food price inflation a medium-term certainty, not simply a near-term risk. Helium. Helium is barely being tracked, yet the Gulf is a meaningful source of global supply. Helium is used in MRI machines, semiconductor manufacturing, and data center cooling infrastructure. A sustained constraint will not make headlines, but it adds real cost and friction to chip production and medical services at a time when neither can absorb much pressure. Aluminium. The Gulf's role in aluminium is consistently underestimated. The region accounts for roughly 1/6 of global exports, and supply disruption feeds simultaneously into the automotive, construction, and packaging sectors, which are already navigating elevated input costs from several directions. Petrochemicals. In addition, petrochemicals, made from oil and gas, are key ingredients for plastics, detergents, synthetic fabrics, adhesives, and pharmaceuticals. When both are expensive and constrained, the cost of goods with no obvious connection to an energy market starts moving. The link between a Hormuz disruption and the manufacturing cost of soap or pharmaceutical packaging is real, even if it takes several months to appear in a margin report. India's dilemma. India offers one of the cleaner pictures of how a sustained oil shock moves through an entire economy. The world's third largest oil importer has seen its import bill expand sharply as Gulf supply has tightened. The rupee has fallen to record lows of 95 rupees and 60 paise, dollar, and is the worst performing currency in Asia so far in 2026. The Reserve Bank of India has intervened aggressively, as foreign exchange reserves have dropped to $690.7 billion, and the central bank has capped banks' daily open foreign exchange positions at $100 million. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has publicly urged citizens to stop buying gold, India's third largest import category, at $72 billion annually, and to cut overseas travel as the country tries to keep dollars from exiting the country. These are signals of genuine balance of payments stress. South Africa's food prices. For South Africa, SA, the agricultural dimension compounds an already stretched picture. Around 98% of SA's agrochemicals and 80% of fertilizer and machinery are imported. Higher shipping costs, a weaker rand, and elevated fertilizer prices represent a simultaneous three-way squeeze on farming inputs, one that will take several growing seasons to price through to the food basket. The farmer absorbs it first, but the consumer's prices follow, although much later and without much warning. The long-term effect. Coverage of this conflict has primarily focused on crude prices and currency moves. While those matter, the more durable story is in the industries nobody is watching: glass plants running at a loss, the fertilizer supply chain tightening, and the helium constraint nobody budgeted for. The effects accumulate across supply chains that were not designed for this, and they reach the end of the chain long after the original event has stopped making news. Ends. Author at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global Plus posts bio at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The market is not an algorithmic problem at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. What the pump price isn't telling you at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Fragile truce built on deep fault lines at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Deal or no deal at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. A consensus to hold at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Rising oil prices equals rising inflation and rising interest rates at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. The case for sub-$16.00 and why it may not last at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Trump's January actions reshape global risk at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Foreign exchange and financial stability. Why South Africa's delisting from FATF's grey list is a strategic imperative at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. US second quarter earnings season. Resilience amid uncertainty at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Trump versus the Federal Reserve's independence at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Reading the ripples. What drives volatility and why it matters for investors at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Market signals matter more than noise. Rand rises amid global policy shifts and investor confidence at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Inflation targeting. What it could mean for the Rand and more. At Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Navigating currency risk. Strategic solutions for South African businesses at Bianca Boats, Citadel Global. Currency expert shares 5 top pressures on the Rand in 2025. Share on your socials.